slammed down.
Hello and welcome to episode 1 of the DigiZav podcast for March the 2nd, 2013. I'm Xavier Boyd Hill.
I'm Don Steinberg.
I'm Henry Hunt.
Don's name is actually Chris. And no, in this podcast,
my name. When I go to Sicily, they call me Don Steinberg.
In this podcast, we will try and talk about consumer technology and what's happened in the past week in the world. And let's start off with the big news from this week, which is, of course, Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, where nothing really happened of any note.
Oh!
The big news from Samsung, the Galaxy Note 8.0, an 8-inch tablet with an S Pen that is also a phone. And if you are ever seen using one in public, you will look totally ridiculous.
I will shank you up.
That was the worst segue ever.
It wasn't even a segue, it was an introduction.
Oh, someone lost their pencil case. Anyway, you were saying?
So, Galaxy Note 8.0 is... well, we all know the Galaxy Note and the Galaxy Note 2 and the Galaxy Note 10.1. And it is an 8-inch tablet designed to challenge Nexus 7, Kindle Fire, etc. And Samsung says, oh yeah, here's an S Pen and here is the ability to make phone calls, which they have done before with the original Galaxy Tab.
Come on. Seriously, Samsung released something called the Eamon, so we can call it Seamon, and you will have reached the shark, jumped over it, fell in the river, and then we will mock you up again.
What?
Because they would have reached the heights of ridiculous. They can't better S Eamon, can they? So then everyone will just leave them alone.
S hit.
That's just rude. That's not really funny.
But
well,
Samsung,
obviously if you're like a pure
Samsung
writer,
is definitely one of the companies that could always produce something totally ridiculous and yet not really be incredibly ridiculed. Because like they've had the Galaxy Beam twice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
A phone with a Pico projector.
Did they put like a 2 on the end? Or did they just...
No, they didn't even bother calling it a 2. They just pretended the first one didn't exist.
Yeah. But talking about the Galaxy Note 8.0, I would actually use it.
Why?
Because...
What, instead of a Nexus 7, which is just like better?
Nexus 7 3G is basically the same principle. If you use VoIP apps like Skype and Google Voice, then it's
basically like being able to use Skype on a tablet, but you can talk to home phones.
But if you have... you can do that on Skype anyway. On Skype.
Yeah.
But if you have an 8-inch tablet slapped on the side of your face, you will look ridiculous.
You look hilarious.
Even more ridiculous than being that one guy who actually owns a Microsoft Surface.
Yeah, I'll get rude to my Microsoft Surface. That I am actually using
on
my lap.
It is currently perched on his knee with the kickstand out.
Well, at least you're not watching pornography.
Unlike Chris.
Not right now, actually, listeners. I wish.
But yeah, other ridiculous stuff that Samsung's on. At CES, they bring out the Easel TV.
That looks nice.
Wait, what? The Easel?
It's basically a 4K TV.
This was ages ago. How do you not...
Oh, the 4K TV.
Yeah.
I didn't know it's
the
name.
Is an easel.
And they did the
design.
They did the obvious like publicity stunt and made it look like they were gonna do a portrait TV.
Then last year at CES they had the TV that was also a window.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I remember that, yeah, that was kind of cool.
So yeah. It seems that Samsung of course they have brought out a fridge that runs smart apps.
Yes.
A fridge with built-in SodaStream.
Yeah.
So that's going to be pretty popular among people who like SodaStreams and ridiculously expensive fridges.
Those screenings.
But something from Samsung which is probably not going to be ridiculous is the Galaxy S4, which Samsung confirmed this week we will see on March 14th/15th at an event in New York City.
On my birthday.
Yes, on Henry's birthday. We will not be covering it live because the event is at midnight GMT.
Oh, I'll be covering that. When is it?
Midnight GMT, March 15th. Well,
no, March 15th. When is that?
It's just under 2 weeks.
So we will have just gone home, or
will
we'll
be
last night?
We'll be
going home.
Yeah, we'll be like, oh, bugger. We'll probably be awake.
Well,
because
no,
on the last night.
Well, yeah, so Chris might be covering it live. But
I'll be bigger fish to fry.
And yes, so what are your Galaxy S4 predictions? Because
Samsung
are one of the few companies.
1080p, 5-inch screen, maybe
5-inch, really?
Maybe like 4.8 1080p.
Because they know everyone. Not like no one has that big like a hand.
I do.
No, you don't.
The thing is,
for
people have.
I would use a 5-inch one.
It obviously, of course, it must have a 1080p.
Well, yeah. Yes, 1080p we can be certain about.
Latest Exynos processor.
There were rumors last year that it would, instead of being a 1080p screen, it would be a Super AMOLED Plus, so non-Pentile, 720p. Samsung do compete on specs, so they will have ranked 1080p. And I remember there were rumors last year that they would just try and one up HTC, who had 5-inch
1280p,
by bringing out a 4.99-inch.
And then have a slightly higher.
And then have 441 pixels per inch as opposed to 440. But then HTC announced the one and said, oh, look, here's a 4.7-inch 1080p, 468 ppi. So,
as
Samsung
once said, lol.
So, yeah. On the screen front, knowing Samsung, it'll be Pentile, and then I will look at it and my eyes will literally fall out because they are
green.
Just that.
Yeah.
So green.
Pentile
scratches.
The green stuff is
a
tendency of Super AMOLED.
Buddy?
AMOLED screens do have a tendency to just be ridiculously green, like the Galaxy S2.
Oh, that's horrible.
Whenever I've used one,
yeah,
I don't see why people like that. The screen because it's
green.
So incredibly green.
I mean, like, if you've got lots of green stuff on your phone, no problem.
Yes, but do you want everything on your phone to be green?
Nice colour.
But not, it doesn't go well with the hollow elements in Android.
True, because
But of course, if you're using a Samsung phone, you've got TouchWiz.
Yeah.
Although they are now calling it something that's not, they're not actually calling it TouchWiz. They're calling it Nature UX.
Yes, Nature
UX. TouchWiz honestly sounds better.
Yeah, so even though TouchWiz is a horrible name and a horrible thing, and
but the ladies love it.
The ladies do love TouchWiz with all different
the
kinds
ladies,
of weather.
The ladies love the whiz.
All kinds of weather.
Then, will it have a dual-core Exynos of incredible power? Will it have a quad-core Exynos?
Quad-core.
Or will it have that octa-core Exynos chip that Samsung has to see? Yes.
Samsung are basically the biggest dick wavers in the business. Like, octa-core, 1080p, slightly bigger screen, you know.
Yeah, probably octa-core.
Well, that octa-core chip, I seem to remember reading, was designed for tablets.
So
although, knowing Samsung,
they say that, yeah, they put the Snapdragon in.
They could do anything. It'll be competing against lots of quad-core stuff, and again, Samsung likes to go.
Pretty much everyone has quad-core nowadays.
Yeah, HTC obviously putting in quad-core, Snapdragon in the one.
Yeah.
And abandoned Tegra.
Yeah.
Which was kind of surprising.
I wasn't that surprised. Snapdragon's a lot better than
that. Does that leave any OEMs making Tegra-powered phones?
I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't think so.
Because Samsung
the HTC
has HTC is now seemingly only Snapdragon, and that's going to be the only one phone this year. So obviously they'll have they will have variants for different carriers in the USA, like the
Note
4G LTE and the Droid Incredible 4G
LTE. They must have like an
HTC
2. They must have like an HTC 2 or something.
Well, we thought that would come this year, but then they go. Last year, 1S, 1S, 1V, it was a good series.
Yeah.
And a good naming system based on, it's easy to understand.
Yeah.
And then they decide to recycle the name and just call it HTC One.
Yeah.
So that's a bit for the strange move.
Yeah.
But yeah, the brand is now familiar with So
well.
So talking about strange moves, Time Warner Cable in America said that nobody actually wants gigabit internet.
Lies. All of the internet.
Yeah, absolute lies.
I am tempted to move to Kansas just for that gigabit.
I'm sure a lot of people probably have.
Lots of people have.
Some people have.
If you live in Kansas,
lucky,
then we may have to break into your homes and install physical fiber.
Yeah, they said. They said we don't see the need of delivering that to consumers. But like, I don't understand your logic there.
Well, a big use case for gigabit internet is like Sony announced that the PS4 will have access to their forthcoming 4K video download service, and then films on that service will be up to 100 gigabytes.
How else are you going to download
100 gigabytes? You could torrent like all of the things.
Everything.
Not that we can don't of that.
Not that we can don't of Pirate Bay for all my music.
But if you think that a film that's 100 gigabytes, when the average, like, I know the average in the US is, I think, 6.7 megabits.
Yeah.
That's not true. No, I think it went up a little recently. It's like 7.2.
I think it's not that much. And I think it would take the average US broadband connection 37 hours to download one 4K film.
That's how long it took me to download the entire of Naruto.
When you think.
And did you do that completely illegally? Of course you did.
Completely pirate bay.
If you think. That's one film, and how big is the hard drive going to be on the PS4?
Probably not that big.
Because, I mean, Sony have, with the PS3, incrementally increased the hard drive.
The hard drive, no, I don't think why though, because no one downloads games onto their HDD because it's horribly slow.
But that's what Sony is pushing towards with the PS4. Because it, obviously, they're trying to crack down on 300 games.
Are they though?
Well,
because they didn't
need
to
still
stop.
Work.
Exactly.
But Sony has also confirmed that the PS4 will predominantly be, well, every game will be available for download. Some games will be available on disc.
Yeah.
And it's just a faster Blu-ray drive, again, I think. So, yeah, that, and because it's better graphics as well, that implies there'll be more game data to install on the hard drive.
Yeah.
And then when you're downloading all the games and installing them, they will need a massive hard drive in there.
Very large hard drive.
And obviously, it's not really that much of a problem these days.
You can get hard drives pretty cheap. Like, I bought a terabyte hard drive for 70 quid then.
Oh, yeah. And also, nobody puts games on their HDD, so even with 100 gigabyte movies, like, and no one has 4K TVs either.
Well,
and if you can afford a 4K TV, and you can afford buying a PS3, and like a hard drive.
That is a good point. But still, is the world ready for 4K and Ultra HD? Ultra HD is it's going to be referred to by manufacturers and salespeople. Well, no. Not on the stage.
No.
Even Sony's idea of always streaming your games in 1080p
is not
practical at all.
It's not going to work.
The controller is a PS3 controller with a share button and a blue light.
RIP, start and select.
Start and select still there.
Yeah, the controller is essentially the same
is
thing
it?
As well.
Yeah, all they've done is glued blue light on. Changed
and
a couple of button designs.
Jack,
no. Just added
it. Is that a lie? I haven't been keeping up, honestly.
Yeah. I've been busy with not a lot.
Well, talking of Sony, the Xperia Z has launched in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Making it the first 5-inch 1080p phone to launch.
Making it the most useless phone in the whole world.
Pretty much outside of Japan or the USA.
Yeah. It looks nice, I'm not gonna lie.
The thing is, I always find when Sony announces phones, I say I want them. More design, so than any other Android manufacturer.
Their actual design is amazing. Like, they look so good.
And when you think the Xperia Z and the Xperia Tablet Z are basically the same design,
yeah,
glass plate,
yeah,
and they're both waterproof as well.
But the waterproof
Sony
thing,
skin isn't really that horrible.
It's
no,
pretty
it's
close
it's,
to stock.
It's
I mean,
Chris, you've got
the Xperia.
No, I have the Xperia.
Xperia P.
I have the Xperia P, and well, this I don't despise the skin. Like aesthetically, you get a launcher and you're basically fine. Like I use Go Launcher and Tursus, but like I still feel my battery life would be better, and like the world would be better if I had stuff.
Yeah, but also. The Xperia Z has a sealed battery,
yeah,
which is a big no-no for me after all my
numerous completely running out.
Yeah.
After a certain phone made by a certain Finnish company,
yeah,
constantly running out of battery and then requiring a radiator to work again.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Xperia Z looks pretty good, and it's got a micro SD slot as well,
which is useful. Like I use a lot. I put most of my stuff on my
SD. I had to
delete SD.
Some music to get it on my phone, which was annoying, but most of it's rubbish anyway. So
yeah,
I'm so hipster I can survive without a phone. No, Assassin's Creed 4 is rubbish, Henry.
No,
Assassin's Creed is just.
Well, we seem to have gone to Assassin's Creed now. Henry is incredibly happy because Assassin's Creed 4 has been announced in a move that surprised literally nobody.
Yeah.
And it's basically Assassin's Creed with pirates.
Which is,
so
like,
basically the same game as has been released every year since 2006?
Yeah, I think 6.
And it's the it's Assassin's Creed 4, yes, it's like the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th millionth game series.
7th, I think?
So,
no, it's the 6th.
Because what? That makes perfect sense.
It's because Brotherhood and Revelations were basically just extensions of 2.
Then, why wasn't it just DLC?
Because,
yeah. So,
scumbags.
Yeah.
It's like, obviously, you don't need a new game every year in a series.
No, you don't.
COD for the win!
I'm kidding. Oh, but, yeah, so that's Assassin's Creed 4. Anyway, back to Mobile World Congress, which we were talking about earlier. And Nokia had some stuff to show off, but not what anyone wanted.
Yeah.
The Lumia 520 is just basically another cheap Lumia, slightly cheaper than the 620, which is now only £130 anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get them dirt cheap nowadays.
And the HTC 8S is 120 in bonus for you. Advance. One stage to go.
Yeah.
Then the Lumia 720 fills the gap that didn't need filling
it
between
looks
620
so nice.
And 820. And
the Lumia 720. It's like the Lumia 920 made out of aluminium.
Except for the fact it's not made out of aluminium.
Will it be heavier with aluminium?
What's it made out
of?
It's made out of polycarbonate, like
all of the phones.
It is.
When's the aluminium one coming?
Well, lots of people suspected
that's
it would come on Mobile World Congress.
Variant, isn't it?
Lots of people thought, oh, Nokia might bring out the
whatever that
Lumia's Catwalk / EOS, the PureView 920 made of aluminium or whatever.
Yeah. Which would be amazing.
But evidently, no. So we'll probably see that in September.
Yeah.
With the next major update to Windows Phone. So, like, we had the 800 with Mango and the 920 with 8. But the 720 has been said to have the best actual polycarbonate body.
Yeah,
really?
Of the Lumia phones.
Of the Lumia phones, yeah.
It's sort of like the HTC 8S.
Yeah, it looks, it feels amazing, but then specs let you down a lot.
And yeah, it's just a 4.3-inch WVGA thing with a micro SD slot. So it is a Lumia 820 shoehorned into a polycarbonate unibody.
Yeah.
And that is literally
and probably slightly cheaper.
You need to know about it. Oh yeah, it's going to be sitting in the middle of the 620 and the 820, but that makes I can't remember how many, but a lot of Nokia Windows Phone 8 devices.
I think it's 12 now?
520. 521 for T-Mobile.
Well, discount the bearings. Discount the bearings.
No, because they are different. They're not...
Are they actually...
Yeah, they are.
I think 521 is just ever so slightly different. But the... There's 620. 710 for T-Mobile.
Yeah.
720. 720, 810 for T-Mobile.
Oh.
822 for Verizon.
It's 12 Lumias to be precise.
Then the 920 as well.
Yeah.
So, no, that's 8. Plus, or then there's also the 510,
yeah.
710, 610, 800.
There's just loads of them.
Basically, Nokia is becoming the new Samsung.
Yeah, just so many phones. Well, Samsung put out so many phones, and then
Well, no, but at least these have... They're not covering the screen sizes. Like, the variants are silly, but if you get to the actual product line, you have the, what, 520, 620, 720, 820, 920.
Yeah.
Which is not an unreasonable thing. It's just carriers are unreasonable.
It's true.
Oh, yes, but... You can also make the argument that they really need 5 phones.
Well, it's because emerging markets are the best selling, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, low end, like 520, 620.
The 620, 720, and 520.
The 620 has supposedly been selling really well everywhere because it's so cheap and so
exactly.
good for the price. And the 620 is basically just an 820 that is, looks better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what is the point in the 820 in that respect? Because probably you buy an 820. Then the 720. So, Nokia also announced a couple of dumb phones for.
Like the Nokia 120, I think.
103 and.
Sorry!
Yeah.
Henry has just unearthed the Engadget article on the new camera from Polaroid.
It's
literally an Instagram logo
that's a
camera.
It, like, I just came across it. It is by far the stupidest thing I've seen in a long time.
Now you can take IRL square pictures.
Yeah.
But, of course, you can't post them to Instagram.
Yeah. So I don't really see the point.
So your camera is an Instagram logo, but you're not Instagramming anything.
Yeah.
That's just like
Instagram that home. As Rick Ross once said.
Mm-hmm.
Is true. Other stuff that happened...
Pardon me. Just a notice here. The Chromebook is annoying that it does not have a fan, as it does not really get warm enough to heat your hands on one period of time.
Well, now that you've brought us onto Chromebooks, let's talk about the Chromebook Pixel.
Oh, dear God.
Completely pointless.
On that?
It is by far the most pointless thing
in the whole world.
I've seen in a while.
So, they are now shipping to anyone who is willing to drop £1,000 on a Chromebook.
Drop it like it's hot.
And reviews are in, and every review says exactly the same thing. It's the best laptop that you should not buy.
Exactly.
Because the hardware is stunning. It's something Windows laptops just
need.
It's like a MacBook build quality and
amazing.
Design quality.
Yeah, it's
only
marginally
thicker than a MacBook Air.
Amazing, but why would you spend that much on something that basically a browser?
When
you could get a MacBook Air,
yeah,
for the same price.
Or
can do
and
so
if you really want a Chromebook, go for the £250 one that Xavier and Chris are both using right now.
It gives you 25% more battery than the Pixel.
Yeah.
Chrome OS is not really designed for touch in any way.
Well,
they have made some changes, haven't they?
Speaking
of which, I will update Chrome OS. Can you
Chrome OS update itself?
Well, no, but can you search for updates? Because I still have the whole.
Oh, there is a way in settings. But yes, so the Chromebook Pixel, there are rumors of the Chromebook kind of coding Puppy coming later this year, which is literally a Chromebook Pixel with an ARM processor, which should
be cheaper, like £100 maybe.
No, £200 Intel charge is ridiculous.
But if you think, if it's the same screen, you basically have a mobile processor powering a 2560x1800 display, I think it is.
Yeah.
Because you're on beta is why you have the new terminal.
So, yeah, that could be cheaper, but then the performance issues, already they're saying the Pixel is struggling to play HD video, and
which when you've got a screen like that, you're basically just going to watch a video.
Yeah, and also,
if you can't do that, what's the point?
It's got a bit of a strange aspect ratio, 3:2.
Yeah, which I can imagine being good
for web pages. That makes far more sense.
Yeah,
having used a 3:2.
Yeah, but then it just looks weird.
Yeah,
it looks
it's really odd to carry. Actually,
yeah, it's pretty much a square. Which,
right, we know the Puppy is so. Well, we know as much about the Puppy as we did about the Pixel Link before.
We did know quite a bit about the Pixel, did we not?
Well, there was that video that everyone received was totally fake.
Revengeance,
which somehow turned out to be real.
Yeah,
but the same guy who leaked that Frostbite Bowfall, what has been reliable with his Chrome OS stuff in the past, and
well,
is now talking
works.
About the
Puppy. He works for Google.
No, he's just.
He knows everything about it.
Just has sources.
But he knows everything about it. He makes code for him. Well, like, he made a web torrent UI thing.
For yeah, he's a developer for Chrome OS stuff. But. So the Puppy, I wouldn't be surprised if that's got maximum 1080p display.
Yeah.
Maybe also something smaller as well.
The Pixel is for people that have too much money and nothing to spend it on.
Just to cut the prices of it as well. Because.
Yeah. Fair enough. I know, I think they need to bring a $500 Chromebook. Because that's the most you can really go up to without actually getting good laptops made by other manufacturers, like with different OSs, and make it as good as possible.
I still think
that's what they have to do.
Microsoft is missing a trick by not pushing a Chromebook cell device with Windows RT.
Yes, it's true.
The Surface is the Surface RT is priced way too high.
Yeah.
Like, I own one,
and
it was way too much money to buy it. But I mean, I don't regret it because
For the price of two Surface keyboards, you can get a Chromebook.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people buying touch cover and type cover.
Which I still need to get my touch cover because while the touch cover is useful, it can get very annoying when people around you start complaining because to type you're basically tapping on the desk.
When you're typing, it does sound like you're just
playing
the drums on the table.
And people are getting quite annoyed. I don't care, but some people might.
I think. What's actually, in a couple of months, it'll be a year since Microsoft announced the Surface.
Yeah.
Even. Really?
Yeah, they announced it in June
last year.
It took them ages to release it.
They should not have done it.
They should have.
They built a lot of hype. The hype got so big they could not possibly meet the thing.
Yeah.
And they must have known that the hype was just so far away from the actual reality.
Yeah.
I mean, when they announced it, loads of people were saying, oh, this is like such an amazing tablet, and this is going to sell so well. But then, as more information came through, everyone realised, actually, this isn't really going to work that well. And there are people who bought it and people who love it.
Yeah. Microsoft
made it too hard for people to buy it.
I love it for what I use it for.
If you use Office, Surface RT is...
Yeah, I mostly use it for work and school, and then for browsing the internet, which is really good, because even though it's IE, IE 10 is actually very nice.
IE 10 is quite spent.
Like, it's quite nice, and then I use it for occasional, like, sneaky gaming on things like...
Sneaky gaming?
Things like Jetpack Joyride. in just lessons where I'm bored.
For people who want a device to do basically what you are asking for,
yeah,
I would have no hesitation in recommending a Chromebook. Because, yeah, there are some Chrome and WebGL games. There's Angry Birds and World Cup Lines, so that's all I need.
Yeah.
And Monster Dash, so cut the rope and all that stuff.
Monster Dash has never worked for me on Chrome. I've tried to play it a number of times, but it refuses to
dash with monsters.
Well, it's a game from Half-Brick, the Crew Ninja and Jet Black Joy Ride people. Yeah. And it is the guy from Jet Black Joy Ride running along, shooting monsters with a gun.
Yeah. A lot of things from Half-Brick are just a Jet Black Joy Ride guy.
Well, yeah. It's a successful franchise, so why not reuse Harry Steak Fries?
Yeah. Isn't he using Age of Zombies as well?
I've never played it.
It's a good game. It's on Android, I think, for free.
Oh.
Speaking of Android,
yeah.
A well-known company will enter the Android fold for the first time this week at MWC.
Wait for it, Chris.
Actually, Chris, yes. It's a company that had experience with making tablets in the past, but
never with Android.
Never with Android.
Okay. It's probably going to be... Who's the people who make like the worst? Is that like Fujitsu or something?
No. Fujitsu, no.
I know. The one that make like the worst tablet in the whole world.
No, it's not that.
No.
Who is it?
It's HP.
HP has announced an Android tablet. Slate 7.
Like, just after selling WebOS.
Which we'll
get onto in a bit. Forget I said it.
So, HP announced a 7-inch Android tablet.
Why?
It's called the Slate 7. It's going to be priced at $169, so it...
Which is
cheap. It beats the Nexus 7.
It's, I think it's 1024 by 600 screens, so not...
That's not bad. Mm.
It matches Kindle Fire.
Yeah, it's a decent screen.
And
for that price, you're
not
going wrong.
It's pretty much stock Android 4.1.
Which is...
Wait, the 2.1?
4.1.
Oh, is that...
2.1
being horrible. So, yeah, not 4.2, but it's pretty much stock. It's got a 1.6 gigahertz dual core
processor.
Processor.
Of a variety.
I think it's a. Omer? Might be an Omer?
Anyway, so continue.
But it also has Beats Audio.
Oh wow, everyone cares.
So, that could actually prove to be a massive selling point, because there are people who buy like HTC phones because they have Beats Audio. There are people who buy Beats headphones.
No, they're wrong. Because that's an EQ, everyone knows.
I bought Beats headphones.
Then you are a bad person.
Yeah, I have money. Nothing to spend it on.
For the same, for less than the money it costs for your headphones, you could have bought a Chromebook.
I know.
What?
No. Yeah, my headphones cost more than your laptops.
And your Chromebooks.
Yeah, I know.
And our laptops combined cost less than
my Surface. Yeah.
Even you have to admit that.
And then I could buy two of my Surfaces for my actual laptop. Which doesn't work properly.
In other HP news, this week they announced the sale of WebOS
to
LG. Who seemed to be saying that they were going to use it in TVs.
Which?
Because everyone... Yeah. No one wants WebOS on
the
TV. They want WebOS on a toaster.
No.
And HP, of course, said they'd get WebOS on printers, but then...
I can imagine...
Then the touchpad happened and everything went downhill.
WebOS, yeah, is not a bad operating system. Like...
Yeah, WebOS just needs some love and attention.
It needs love and attention to actually have an app. Like,
yeah,
it needs some updates.
So using it on TV, there's literally no good smart TV OSs. Yeah. WebOS is a decent OS. It looks nice, with a bit of doctoring, it can work well. Yeah,
you could argue that. Well, of course, all the smart TV stuff at the moment is just
terrible,
and I don't see why anyone would willingly use it. But Apple TV is
horrible still.
How is it horrible?
I really don't like Apple
TV. It's true. It's a responsive UI.
It's still a box. It's still just looks really expensive.
No, like, what I'm trying to say is WebOS looks nice. Like, when I did use it, I thought it looked really good. And smart, I found that any smart TV OSs I've seen just look, just like, it's basically like using, for example, Sky, but with, looks worse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely pointless. So putting an actual OS that has been used in something that's not a TV into a TV might work.
Although, I don't think WebOS is the best for that, because WebOS was defined by its cards, and navigating, and swiping away, and gestures.
Big picture.
How is that going
to
work?
Big picture is the way to go.
Yeah.
Big picture is amazing.
If Valve tried to incorporate
some
kind of TV stuff. Yes, but, and that's content deals. Though, if it, because apparently, did they not say that Netflix would be, they'd be cool with Netflix? They wouldn't be, you know, horrible to Netflix.
Well, Netflix is good.
They said they'd support it in some way or another. Did Gabe?
Well, I think they. I think Gabe say Valve will happily support Netflix. This is when Netflix will be happy to support Valve.
Yeah.
Why would
Netflix is so picky over what?
Why would Netflix not do that?
If you think
there's no reason
that Netflix still does not support Chrome OS 9.
I can understand why that happened, because that's kind of long and not very useful.
Yeah.
But no, someone made a Chrome extension which fixes it.
Well, no, but that's not.
But
compared to Steam Box, which will be used by a ton of people.
Like, from the second we heard about the Steam Box,
oh my God,
loads of people were just saying, this is going to be my next console/computer. Because, like, if it's as good as it's, like, being said it's going to be, it will be very, very impressive. Like, it will be my next console, depending on how the Xbox comes out.
Because obviously you're waiting for the next Xbox.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for PS4, and Chris is just like one of those people who could be swayed by anything.
Yeah,
I think the Steam Box will probably be mine.
Yeah, like Steam Box look nice. Like it will, like if it's as good as it's looking to be, it will be amazing.
Yeah.
But whether it lives up to the hype, I'm not sure.
Next.
Sony just has to announce a new Gran Turismo for the PS4 to actually be.
No.
Forza is better than Gran Turismo.
This is a whole other argument, but
Forza is better than Gran Turismo. Having played both of them, I much prefer Forza.
I do prefer Forza.
I hate you both.
That doesn't bother me, Jim. Because I can still play Forza.
So, speaking of companies switching to new OSs at MWC, Sony announced that they will become the first sort of real proper manufacturer to launch devices running Firefox OS.
Yes! All of the win!
Firefox OS looks...
I can't kind of really see Firefox OS taking off.
Yes, because the carriers love it, because it will earn the money.
The carriers love it, but it's where the consumers will love it, because Firefox OS is basically the same principle as Chrome OS.
No, it's the same principle as WebOS.
No, it's in the...
It's exactly the same principle as WebOS. Anyone can make an HTML app and then just chuck it on there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but it is all... literally everything is a web app.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds,
as long as they make them not laggy as hell.
And web apps on mobile devices, when was the last time you encountered one that wasn't laggy as hell?
I'm kidding, it's quite laggy.
Yeah, last one. Sometimes, due to Twitter's stupid APIs, I'm forced to use the Twitter web app. It's horrible. Like, it is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Ever.
Or used. Yeah, ever.
Yeah.
And I go on Reddit a lot.
I will never understand why Twitter is doing what it's doing.
I know. They just ruined their like whole credentials and everyone liking them.
And the big news this week, sort of Twitter app-wise, is Falcon Pro. Mm. The undoubtedly, in my eyes, the best Android Twitter app.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It passed its 100,000
and now
tokens. And then only 40,000 actual sales. So is it massive piracy? Is it people downloading it multiple times and using different accounts?
Yeah.
I will never really know. But, yeah, a brilliant app that is a million times better than anything Twitter's got to offer themselves on Android.
Yeah.
And TweetDeck on Android is just
horrible.
Repulsive.
The price is now something like £1,000.
So the developer of Falcon Pro, we tried to petition Twitter to give him more tokens because obviously the app's popular.
Yeah.
And people
want to use
people want to use it. And it costs, I think, £1 initially.
It costs 99p, I think.
Yeah. So his petition,
he made a fair amount of money for it. Like,
but if you're trying to make app development your thing, and then
within,
you need a lot more than that.
Falcon Pro,
and that limits your money. You're basically done now.
The first beta of Falcon Pro was released in late November.
Yeah,
it is now. This happened in the last week of February, and in the space of 3 and a bit months,
no more people can use it.
So you can't just keep making apps for 3.5 months, and then Twitter doesn't want to let you make multiple apps anyway. Mm. So since then, the developer has revoked all the previous tokens and put the app back on sale at a higher price.
Yeah,
which isn't really going to help with the piracy situation.
Yeah,
at all, and that means if people aren't quick enough, they will make tokens all get used up again.
But surely you could release the same app hundreds and hundreds of times and just get
Twitter will shut you down.
Really? I didn't know about this. So do I have to re-download it?
What you have to do is update the app to the latest version and then activate your Twitter account again.
Okay, fair enough.
And then when the 100,000 have been used up that time, don't know what he's going to do.
Mm.
But, yeah. It's a bit ridiculous. Selling your app again from scratch, and there will be people who have bought the app who will not be able to use it again.
Yeah.
But it's what Twitter's forcing people to do. Which is why a lot of people are migrating to app.net. Including me.
Xavier's using it now.
This week I joined app.net on one of their new free accounts. And
having watched you using it, it looks right. It's basically Twitter with less people, which is kind of a good thing.
Well, I follow way too many people on Twitter, so and with the free account on app.net, I'm limited to 40.
Yeah.
Which I'm nowhere near that yet, but
you're only really going to follow like the people you actually care about.
But what I have realised in the few days I've used app.net is that it is literally at the moment a Twitter with an easily accessible API.
Yeah.
You have to pay, I think, $100 a year for developer access.
It's not bad.
And then, third-party apps are really good.
Are they?
Like, the Tapbots, who make Tweetbot, just ported Tweetbot over.
Yeah.
Called it Netbot, and that works on iOS. Then Robin on Android is really good as well. Even though it's got some strange image scrolling.
So yeah, anyway, I'm struggling to think of a segue back to recent news.
Well, no, app.net stuff is recent news.
Not really.
Because they went on to free accounts this week.
True.
And the biggest obstacle for people joining app.net was the money. God. And people were saying app.net is not going to take off if people are charging.
I'm trapped in B. Save me from B. I'm trapped.
Chris is trapped in B.
I'm trapped in flipping beats.
So what else do we have to talk about? Oh wait, back to the Surface.
Yeah.
Microsoft has announced that in the coming months, the Surface Pro will be available in the UK and in a few other places, and Surface RT will be available in even more places. But again,
too little too late, really.
I agree with you.
Like, the hype is gone.
I do apologise, podcast. But there is a man asking if he should kill his girlfriend for cheating on him on B, despite because the Bible says he should.
Okay. Chris is atheist.
Indeed, man.
Chris is also addicted to B.
Yeah.
No, it makes me shudder, but still.
So, still, I believe the only places in the UK where you can buy a Surface RT
John Lewis
are directly from Microsoft,
like I did,
and in John Lewis,
which
with all of their 39 UK stores?
Yeah, which is, like, I don't think I've ever been in one.
I haven't been in one in Oxford Street.
I don't go to London much, so.
Yeah, how can anyone think they're going to sell?
Yeah, like the amount of adverts they had, like the height, like when people saw mine, they were like, "Oh my god, is that the Surface?" And then some of them started like humming the dubstep.
And can you do the weird clicky?
Yeah, thing? And can you do the weird clicky thing? And now they
can you actually do the weird clicky thing?
Yeah, I can.
Now to prove you have a Surface in your hand.
Wait, what is this? Ah, the click is actually.
That was good. And then, yeah, people just not knowing where to get them.
Yeah.
Or even had the chance to look at them.
Yeah, and while
if
people,
it wasn't for you, I would never have actually touched
the people
Surface.
Are still like, oh my god, is that the Surface? But, like, when I first got it, teachers were stopping lessons to have a play with it.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Doctor, for example, my history teacher stopped the lesson, stopped teaching us just so we could have a play with it.
Who was that?
Dr. Goddard. And, like,
but, so,
like, if they made it readily available and probably at a lower price point, which they could easily do, it would have sold like a shed load more.
Like, I mean, there was that rumor, of course, of it being $200 with an Xbox,
like, which would have been crazy.
That would have been insane, and I would have been the first person to buy one.
But you would have got an Xbox, basically.
No,
just got the subscription.
Oh, Xbox Music. I think.
Oh yeah.
But of course, no. Oh yeah, we're charging as much as an iPad. And then you don't really get any storage. That's a strange noise coming from my laptop.
I think that's one of the showers.
Yeah.
One of the showers in our house makes a weird noise.
No, all of the furthest towards near the door.
Really? Yeah.
So the last thing I really wanted to talk about was also at MWC, Asus. Announced both
these look amazing.
Padphone with a capital P and a capital F. Well, the Padphone Infinity, I should say, because it's like the new one. We already had the Padphone last year. The phone pad, which but with a lowercase p and a capital F.
Yeah.
So no consistency in their naming.
Mm.
But the Padphone is a phone that plugs into a tablet dock.
Yeah. Which looks very good. Like if
it's a decent concept, but and then of course you can use a 10.1-inch tablet as a phone. And who doesn't want to do that? The phone pad is a 7-inch. It's pretty much an Nexus 7.
Yeah.
With Asus's pretty minimal skin.
Very minimal skin. It's apart from stock Android, Asus's skin is my favorite.
Have you ever actually used a device with Asus?
Yeah, I have.
I can't remember what it was. E-pad.
Oh yeah, right. E-pad. Like, it looks not bad, and it's not particularly laggy. So, compared to everything else, it's a lot better.
I think talking about Android skins, HTC is going in a decent direction with Sense 5 or
it looks like
new Sense or whatever they're calling it, because they are sort of making it more minimal.
It looks like Windows Phone.
And Blink Feed, which is the new thing,
is Windows Phone. It mixed with Flipboard.
It's a cross between Windows Phone and Flipboard.
Yeah.
And it's actually sort of bringing something new to the table for Android skins.
Yeah.
It's actually adding something.
Instead of just taking away.
TouchWiz is just flashy effects.
Yeah.
And water. Yeah. And
dandelions,
feathers, do you remember last year the Galaxy S3 launch event when Samsung had all those strange little 5-second videos showing off all the new features?
Yeah, it was really
creepy.
It was the creepiest thing
was the one where the father goes on holiday and
the mother
gives him something to look at, and the father's like, oh,
and then they managed to make that advert even creepier
by having children in it as well.
No, by doing a Christmas version. With Father Christmas and his
wife.
Did
you not see the Christmas version?
No,
I have still not seen that, but I'm not going on that.
It was
the same
thing.
Advert, but
so what, it's with Mrs. Claus giving Mr. Claus a bit of that.
Yes,
that's
with Espy. So, we'll find out on March 15th what Samsung is doing.
March 14th for any American.
Oh, yeah, but. March 15th, we will have all the news on the Galaxy S4, and whether we'll be covering it live, we don't know yet, but If Chris can stay awake long enough.
I won't possibly.
I'll be partying hard.
Also, according to March 15th is the HTC One, so like last year with Galaxy S3 against the One X, March 15th is going to be the day when we
determine who has won the best Android phone.
And also, I mean, obviously the Galaxy S4 is going to sell better because
Samsung
is getting some name recognition.
Yeah.
But HTC, I think with the One, they've made a brilliant phone.
I'm not sure about the camera, though.
I mean, the 4.3 ultrapixel thing is... It's a good idea to make it...
Whether they can pull it off.
To have proper point-and-shoot size pixels. Yeah.
The fact that it's a lower resolution is going to put a lot of people off. It puts me off slightly.
If in shops
they
sort of push the fact that it is ultrapixel...
Not megapixel.
That marketing term, even though it means
it sounds like
nothing.
The fact that Ultra sounds better than Mega.
Yeah, so that will help. But then, if Samsung's got a 13 megapixel camera and then they say, oh, this new HTC, it's really good, but it's only 4.3 megapixels.
Yeah.
You're going to get better pictures from the HTC, and also...
Not necessarily. You may get amazing pictures.
But if they put up, like, 4.3 ultra pixel, it's going to...
Sound
a lot amazing. Better. Yeah. It all depends on how they market it.
Yeah, and also HTC has been struggling in the past couple of years because
its marketing is so poor. At least when they flooded the market with phones, everyone knew HTC because they were just everywhere, like just like Samsung.
I mean, HTC sort of,
but now
with the Desire and Nexus One put out on Rotors today, and now Samsung has taken the reins and is in control.
Yeah. Like, they've got, they've got over a quarter of the market share.
Yeah.
Which is beastly.
People keep asking me, oh, when's the Galaxy S4 coming out?
Yeah.
Have you heard this Galaxy S4 rumor? And these are people who don't know about technology.
These are just random people.
Just people
off the street.
Just people you walked up to.
Yeah.
It was like, when's the S4 out?
Oh, you? I recognise you off the internet.
No.
Tell me about this.
No, dead.
It will happen one day.
It won't.
But yeah, we were talking about the Asus PadFone and PhonePad.
Yeah.
So
not a very good topic.
No. Although at least we did say talking about technology.
Yeah.
So the PhonePad will be launching at slightly higher than the Nexus 7 price. I think it's like £269 for the 16-bit version. And it's got a 1.6 GHz dual core Atom.
Do you know if the phone part will still work if you flashed it with CN10?
Oh, I don't see it runs OS from the phone. So
yeah. If you flashed a ROM, providing the person who made the ROM had got the phone to stop working, it's like with any phone.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you get ROMs, they seem good, but the phone, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to download the Jelly Bean...
And
before the HTC Wildfire, the phone doesn't work, the camera doesn't work, the Wi-Fi doesn't work, literally nothing works, but at least you have Jelly Bean.
Yeah.
And we are flashing Ubuntu onto your Nexus, or your Nexus.
I'll probably do it to mine.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Ubuntu, I think...
Oh, year of the Linux everything!
I'm teaching myself Python,
Ubuntu
the
tablet, Ubuntu phone, Ubuntu desktop, it is done.
Yeah, like literally...
Ubuntu on the Chromebook.
Yeah, because of all this, like, Ubuntu Linux thing, I've started teaching myself Python, because I know that Python works really well on Ubuntu, so I'm just thinking, when it becomes a big thing, I'll be able to use it.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Shuttleworth, the Canonical CEO, was saying in the announcement for Ubuntu for tablets that Ubuntu on mobile devices is going to succeed because people know the name Ubuntu.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. I think people will see Ubuntu if it's on a high-profile device.
Yeah.
And
they have to give it good.
It's really good.
Like, having used it is like having used it on a
desktop.
On a desktop, it's like it's fast. It's fairly like it's fast, responsive.
Whoa.
It's equal in many ways to both Windows and Mac OS. Yeah.
It's superior to both. It, apart from apps, which Wine partly solves, and which Mac doesn't have many apps, But it can run games because of Steam on Linux.
Yeah.
And it's so much faster than
Ethernet. And then you can get Spotify now through the web app.
Yeah. And it's, you can run Spotify on Wine, I think.
Yeah, well, you can still get the web app.
Well, as well.
Like, I'm probably going
to
end up
Have they swapped to Chrome yet? Or are they still on Firefox?
I think it's still Firefox.
Because Chrome is a bit
Ubuntu.
Like,
yeah, because
Chrome like
steals stuff. Oh yeah. Why don't Ubuntu just make a Chromium update and then just use Chromium? That would be something.
Well, I think of all the operating systems competing for four. So
wait,
basically BlackBerry 10. Let's be honest.
Well, and Windows Phone is not beating BlackBerry yet. I think it will, but
it will. It definitely will.
Assuming that it does, because Microsoft has all of the money.
I do not honestly think we are going to see. We will see another range of BlackBerry 10 devices.
Yeah.
But I don't think we will see any more after that.
Really?
Because
they'll sell. I think the
Z10 is getting out there because people recognise the BlackBerry name, and there are people who still like BlackBerry as a brand. But I don't think it's really different.
They're becoming a rare breed. People that actually like BlackBerries. I know. Like,
I know one person that likes BlackBerry. People keep it for BBM, exactly.
Yeah.
But WhatsApp is now ridiculously massive and literally on everything.
Everyone is
including those new Nokia dumb phones.
Yeah.
And yeah, so BlackBerry 10, Tizen, Sailfish,
which looked very
the
nice.
The Migo Yola.
No, Sailfish is not.
Sailfish is not going to get anywhere.
It's not.
How good you may think Migo is.
Tizen has a chance in the sense that it just has all the money.
Tizen has, Samsung.
Tizen has Samsung. If they put out a phone, people will buy it because Samsung.
Yeah, but do people buy the Wave?
The Wave.
The Bada.
As a former owner of the Wave, it was a piece
Chris
of crap.
But Bada was literally TouchWiz without the Android, which made it...
It was basically a better Toco light.
Yeah, and that's not really saying anything. If you're trying to compete in smartphones,
was my first smartphone-ish type
thing.
It wasn't a smartphone.
It was like a smart feature phone.
Yeah, it was terrible. Like, resistive touchscreen.
Ooh.
Like,
yeah.
Incredibly unresponsive.
We get
it. Was terrible.
The picture. So, I think Ubuntu, if they get hardware manufacturers behind it, will actually get somewhere.
Yeah.
And Firefox OS as well. They've got Sony, they've got ZTE, they've got Geek's Phone.
What?
They're, I believe, a Spanish, like the Spanish version of Phones for You.
Mm. Oh yeah.
But they
Deutsche Telekom's the second largest, worldwide carrier.
Well,
or third largest after China, after China and then Vodafone.
So... I think it's Firefox OS versus Ubuntu for that, full spot.
Yeah, it is.
I think Windows Phone now is definitely cementing space in third.
I know a lot of people that own Windows Phones now that actually like it.
I think Ubuntu versus Firefox OS. Because Ubuntu can arguably be screwed with as much by carriers as Firefox will, but only everyone who buys an Ubuntu phone will just not listen to carriers.
Yeah.
Because surely flashing it with stock, if they try and put Sims on it, will be super easy.
Yeah.
Because Ubuntu is open source.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I hope Ubuntu succeeds.
I really would.
Like, going back to Windows Phone, I really miss it. Like, using Android is really nice.
I love it's
better than Windows Phone in my opinion because more apps.
It's
more developed. It's got an actual working ecosystem that has stuff.
Yeah.
But Windows Phone, I don't know what it is about it. I miss it a lot. Like, I just miss having live tiles.
Yeah.
Which, it's not the same as on Windows 8. It's just different. I prefer, like, even down to the transitions between the home screen and apps. I miss that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As much as I may badmouth my Lumia 800, it is... without a doubt, the best phone hardware
I've ever used.
And yeah, the screen isn't brilliant. Yeah, Windows Phone 7 isn't
good.
Great. But I will, when the day comes that I get my next phone, which will probably be either a high-end Lumia.
Yeah.
Or high-end Android thing.
I
will miss the Lumia 100.
Yeah, it's...
And this even is today, when I found myself considering buying an HTC 8S for £120 before finding out it wouldn't work on the network. Windows Phone itself is really good. Windows Phone 8 fixes my main issues with Windows Phone 7. If we get a notification center in the next upgrade, then I'm set.
Yeah.
But
that's what one of my favourite things about Android is the notifications. Like, it's got the best, in my it's the best notification system of any by far.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
Apple's rip out of it. And it's coloured and horrible.
Apple's one is functional, but I do prefer the Android.
I don't like iOS.
Expandable notifications. Yeah. Oh, really good. iOS 7, we will see probably June.
Probably. I still hate it. I don't know why, I just hate iOS.
First, Johnny Ive now in charge of UX.
That could be awesome.
Yeah,
it could good. Be good. Yeah, I think that's
this
everything.
It's gone on way too long.
Oh, we have literally just crossed the hour mark.
Yeah, way too long.
So, oh, yeah, because you kept starting it again.
So,
shall we end me freestyling like a lost?
Yeah, so we're going to
end
with Chris not freestyling.
So,
Chris has been denied.
So,
I'm sorry, viewers.
If you have any feedback or questions, feel free to email us, podcast@digizav.com. You can follow me on Twitter @Savdog. You can follow Henry on Twitter
@Huntho21, HUNTHO21. The 21's there because it's my favourite number.
You can't follow me on Twitter because I'm not unknown.
But you can try and find him on Facebook if...
Don't know, you'll look
that way. If you are that much of a stalker. You can follow Digizav on Twitter.
I'm quite
Digizav. And we will hopefully see or speak to you again at some point in the future.
Yeah. Maybe we'll take call-ins.
Call-ins! Oh, goodness me.
Maybe we will.
Maybe.
We may actually have to have a listener to have call-ins.
Someone call-in.
We can see how things go.
Yeah.
But that is a wrap for episode 1. Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.